Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani, my Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yevames, Daf Samech Tes, the seventh parak, Amana Ulkon Gadol. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on, number one, the Braisan Daf Samech Tes Amadav, Brada Machlokas, where the Tanakh comes state that relations with Mitzri, Edomi, Amoni, Gerim, or Akusi, Anasin, Achalo, or Mamzer, disqualify a woman from Truma and the Kohuna. Rav Yossi said, Kol Shazaru Pasol, Posol. Anyone whose offspring is disqualified disqualifies the woman he had relations with. But Kol She'ein Zaro Pasol, Ein Posol, and anyone whose offspring is not disqualified does not disqualify the woman. Rabbi Yochanan said the point of dispute between them is a Mitzri Sheni ve'Edomi Sheni, the case of a second generation Mitzri or Edomi Gerim that had relations with a woman, and they both derive their position from the case of a Kohen Gadol to an Almana. The Tanakhama holds that just as Biasosha Avera Uposa, the Kohen Gadol's Bia with her is prohibited, and it disqualifies her, so too the second generation Mitzri and Edomi Ger's Bia, which is prohibited, disqualifies her. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that just as Zaro Pasu Uposa, the Kohen Gadol's offspring from the Almana are Pasul, and it disqualifies the Almana as well, so too anyone whose offspring are Pasul will disqualify, which excludes the offspring of second generation Mitzri and Edomi Gerim. For the Pasuk states, Banim Asher Yivadu Lehem Dor Shlishi Yavo Lehem B'Kahal Hashem, children who shall be born to them in the third generation, they may enter the congregation of Hashem. Pointing to the next mission states, Yisrael Shabal Bas Kohen Tocho Batruma. If a Yisrael had illicit relations with the Bas Kohen, which Rashi clarifies is either through violation or seduction, not for the sake of Kedushin, she may still eat Truma. If she becomes pregnant by him, she may not eat Truma because a fetus of a non-Kohen disqualifies its mother from eating Truma. The Gemara says, Lecha Shema Ibra, let us be concerned that she might be pregnant and prohibit her immediately from eating Truma. For we learned in the Mishnah that in a case where two kohens were accidentally exchanged with the chuppah, that they must wait 3 months before remarrying Shema Mu'uberes Hen, in case they might be pregnant. Why do we not have the same concern here? After the first explanation is rejected, Rabbah bar Rav Huna answers, "Benisun chashashu beznus lo chashashu." The rabbis were concerned in the case of marriage, but they were not concerned in the case of znus. Rashi explains that when it comes to znus, a woman is careful to invert herself to prevent pregnancy, which we learned on Daf Lamed Hey, Amad Al. But a woman who is not aware she had relations with the wrong man will not do so. Therefore, she must wait 3 months. And pointing with Riva stated, "Habal rusa soba beis chamiv." If one had relations with his arusa while she is living in his father-in-law's house, and she gives birth to a child, Rav said, Havrad Mamzer. The child is a Mamzer Vadai, a definite Mamzer. Rashi explains that even though they both confess to having relations, we suspect that since she's promiscuous, she had relations with others, and the child is likely from one of those relationships. Shmuel said, Havrad Shtuki. The child is a Shtuki, a Safak Mamzer, since we do not know if it's a child of the Arus or of someone else. Rav said that it's logical that Rav's words are meant, the Dami Ma'alma, where the woman is suspected of having relations with men from the world at large. But if she's not suspected, then we attribute the child to the Arus. Abaye says Rav's position applies even if she's not suspected of being with other men. The Gemara will analyze the Machlokas. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Braisan Daf Samaches Amadav Brada Machlokas, where the Tanakh comes to say that relations with Mitzri, Edomi, Amoni, Gerim, or a Kusi Nasan Chalo or Mamzer, disqualify a woman from Truma and the Kahuna. Rav Yossi said, Kol Shazaru Pasol, Posol. Anyone whose offspring is disqualified disqualifies the woman he had relations with. But Kol She'ein Zaru Pasol, Ein Posol, and anyone whose offspring is not disqualified does not disqualify the woman. Rav Yochanan said the point of dispute between them is a Mitzri Sheni ve'Edomi Sheni, the case of a second generation Mitzri or Edomi Gerim that had relations with a woman, and they both derive their position from the case of a Kohen Gadol to an Almana. The Tanakhama holds that just as Biasosha Avera Uposa, the Kohen Gadol's Bia with her is prohibited, and it disqualifies her, so too the second generation Mitzri and Edomi Ger's Bia, which is prohibited, disqualifies her. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that just as Zaro Pasol Uposol, the Kohen Gadol's offspring from the Almana are Pasol, and it disqualifies the Almana as well, so too anyone whose offspring are Pasol will disqualify, which excludes the offspring of second generation Mitzri and Edomi Gerim. For the Pasuk states, Banim Asher Yivadu Lehem Dor Shlishi Yavo Lehem B'Kahal Hashem, children who shall be born to them in the third generation, they may enter the congregation of Hashem. Pointing to the next mission states, Yisrael Shabal Bas Kohen Tocho Batruma. If a Yisrael had illicit relations with the Bas Kohen, which Rashi clarifies is either through violation or seduction, not for the sake of Kedushin, She may still eat truma if she becomes pregnant by him. She may not eat truma because a fetus of a non-kohen disqualifies its mother from eating truma. The Gemara says, Lecha Shema Ibra, let us be concerned that she might be pregnant, and prohibit her immediately from eating truma. For we learned in the Mishnah that in a case where two kohens were accidentally exchanged with the chuppah, that they must wait 3 months before remarrying Shema Mu'uberesen, in case they might be pregnant. Why do we not have the same concern here? After the first explanation is rejected, Rabbah bar Rav Huna answers, "B'nisun chashashu b'znus lo chashashu." The rabbis were concerned in the case of marriage, but they were not concerned in the case of znus. Rashi explains that when it comes to znus, a woman is careful to invert herself to prevent pregnancy, which we learned on Daf Lamed Hey, Amad Al. But a woman who is not aware she had relations with the wrong man will not do so. Therefore, she must wait 3 months. And point number three was stated, "Habal rusa soba beis chomiv." If one had relations with his arusa while she is living in his father-in-law's house, and she gives birth to a child, Rav said, Havrad Mamzer. The child is a Mamzer Vadai, a definite Mamzer. Rashi explains that even though they both confess to having relations, we suspect that since she's promiscuous, she had relations with others, and the child is likely from one of those relationships. Shmuel said, Havrad Shtuki. The child is a Shtuki, a Safek Mamzer, since we do not know if it's a child of the Arus or of someone else. Rav said that it's logical that Rav's words are meant the Daimi Ma'amah, where the woman is suspected of having relations with men from the world at large. But if she's not suspected, then we attribute the child to the Arus. Abaye says Rav's position applies even if she's not suspected of being with other men. The Gemara will analyze the Machlokas. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Samech Tes, and this Simur was suggested to us by Mordechai Golombek from Passaic, New Jersey. He suggested Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep in the Simur. So here goes. The second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating truma, fell down the chimney of a Bas Kohen who was eating truma, because she was not suspected of being pregnant from having illicit relations, and was found by the Mamzer Vadai child of an Arus and Arusa who confessed to having relations in the Arusa's home. Once again in slow motion. The second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Tes, soot. The second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating truma, which reminds us of the Brice on Daf Samaches Amanov Brana Malchokes, where the Tanakhama stated that relations with the Mitzri Edomi Amoni Gerim or Akusinas and Chalel, or moms who disqualify a woman from truma, and the kahuna was Rabbi Yossi said, Kol Shazar Opasel Posel, anyone whose offspring is disqualified, disqualifies the woman he had relations with, but Kol Shein Zar Opasel Ein Opasel, and anyone whose offspring is not disqualified, does not disqualify the woman. Rabbi Yochanan says that the point of dispute between them is a Mitzri Sheni ve'Edomi Sheni, the case of second generation Mitzri or Edomi Gerim that had relations with a woman, and they both derive their positions from a Kohen Gadol to an Almana. So the second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating truma, fell down the chimney of a Bas Kohen who was eating truma because she was not suspected of being pregnant from having illicit relations, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Yisrael Shabal Bas Kohen Tochaba Truma. If a Yisrael had illicit relations with a Bas Kohen, which Rashi clarifies is either through violation or seduction, not L'shem Kedushin, she may still eat truma. If she becomes pregnant by him, she may not eat truma because a fetus of a non-kohen disqualifies its mother from eating truma. The Gemara asks, Lechu Shema Ibra, let us be concerned that she might be pregnant and prohibit her immediately from eating truma. And answers that the rabbis were not concerned in the case of znus. Rashi explains that when it comes to znus, a woman is careful to invert herself to prevent pregnancy, but a woman who is not aware she had relations with the wrong man will not do so. Therefore, she would have to wait 3 months. So, the second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating truma, fell down the chimney of a Bas Kohen who was eating truma because she was not suspected of being pregnant from having illicit relations, and was found by the Mamzer Vadai child of an Arus and Arusa who confessed to having relations in the Arusa's home. Which reminds us, it was stated, Abba Arusa Soba Beis Chamim. If one had relations with his Arusa while she is living in his father-in-law's house, and she gives birth to a child, Rav said, Havrad Mamzer, the child is a Mamzer Vadai. Rashi explains that even though they both confess to having relations, we suspect that since she is promiscuous, she had relations with others, and the child is likely from one of those relationships. Shmuel said, Havrad Shtuki, the child is a Shtuki, a Safek Mazur, since we do not know if it's the child of the Arus or of someone else. So once again, the second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating truma, fell down the chimney of a Bas Kohen who was eating truma, because she was not suspected of being pregnant from having illicit relations, and was found by the Mamzer Vadai child of an Arus and Arusa who confessed to having relations in the Arusa's home. All right, now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Dav Samachay. So the Simur Dav Samachay is sheep, Seth. So here goes. The remarried childless female shepherdess, that must mean we're on Dav Samachay, sheep. the remarried childless female shepherdess who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks if a woman who's married to previous husbands and had no children and then married a third husband and had no children, may the first two husbands come and say that it's now revealed that she's to blame for the childlessness and claim a refund for the ksuba payments, or may she claim that she only became infertile now? So, the remarried childless female shepherdess who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas was going to tell them that pru'avu was their mitzvah, not hers, which reminds us, we have machlokes tana kama rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, whether it's only men who are commanded in the mitzvah of pru'avu or women are commanded as well, psukim are brought to support each position. So the remarried childless female shepherdess who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas was going to tell them that pru or vu was their mitzvah, not hers, but decided not to rebuke them since they probably wouldn't listen. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Imre B'Lezer Rabbi Shimon, Kishem shem mitzvah adam lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah adam shalolomar davar shenu nishma. Just as it's a mitzvah for a person to say words of rebuke that will be accepted, so too there's a mitzvah for a person not to say words of rebuke that will not be accepted. Rabbi Abba said, it's a chova, it's a chiyuv, not to offer words of rebuke to someone who will not listen. Daf Samach Vav. So the Simmer Daf Samach Vav is a tailor sewing. So here goes. The tailor sewing, that must be more in Daf Samach Vav. The tailor sewing do not feed truma patches onto the garments of the Avdi Malog, belonging to an almana, married to a Kohen Gadol, which reminds us, the opening mission of the 7th parak states that in the case of an almana who married a Kohen Gadol, or a grusha or a chalutza, who married a Kohen Hedyot, ichnisa lo Avdi Malog v'Avdi Son Barzel, if she brings him slaves that are there, nixi Malog or nixi Son Barzel, the Malog slaves do not eat truma, and the Son Barzel slaves may eat truma. So, the tailor sewing do not feed truma patches onto the garments of the Avdi Malog, belonging to an almana married to a Kohen Gadol, was suddenly told to stop when she stormed in and said she was getting divorced because he was treating her like a zona, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three explanations for why the Avdi Malog brought into a prohibited marriage to a Kohen may not eat truma. Rav said that midaraisa, the slaves may eat truma, but the Rabbanim goes so that they may not eat, so the almana will say, I can't eat truma, my servants can't eat truma, I must be a zona to my husband, and therefore this will lead to strife between the almana and Kohen Gadol, and he'll come to divorce her. So, the tailor sewing do not feed truma patches onto the garments of the Avdi Malog, belonging to an almana married to a Kohen Gadol, was suddenly told to stop when she stormed in and said she was getting divorced because he was treating her like a zona, and that she was demanding he give her back all the kalim she had evaluated as Nixay Son Barzel. Which reminds us, it was stated, HaMachnezah Shum Labala, a woman who brings into her marriage evaluated property, which Rashi clarifies, is Nixay Son Barzel, which was evaluated and written into the ksuba and guaranteed to be returned if they divorce or the husband dies. If she says, I want to take my kalim, and he says, I'll give you money in the amount of their value, who gets to keep the belongings? Rav Yehuda said the din is with her, Mishum Shavach Beisavia Didahavi, for since these are the prestige of her father's household, they're hers. Rabbi Ami said they're his. For since the Mishnah taught that the husband is completely responsible for the Tzon Barzel slaves, we can learn that Nixi Tzon Barzel are considered his. Daf Samach Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzel barbecue, that must be more Daf Samach Zayin, a sizzling barbecue. The slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzel barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, which reminds us, two reasons are given as to why Rabbi Yossi holds, that a Bas Yisrael or Bas Livia that's married to a Kohen, and he dies and leaves her pregnant, that her Tzon Barzel slaves may not eat truma on account of the fetus to share in the slaves. Rabbi said Rabbi Yossi's reason because he holds Uber B'mei Zara Zarhu, a fetus in the womb of a Zara is a Zar, and does not entitle the slaves to eat. Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Yossi holds Yaud Machil She'en Yaud Einu Machil, a born Kohen entitles others to eat truma, while an unborn Kohen cannot entitle others to eat truma. The nafka mina between the two explanations is a fetus in the womb of a Kohenes. So the slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzel barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, even though their late master's extended family of Kohanim were all around, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that these are the words of Rav Yossi, but the Chamim disagree and say, Yeshul Banim Ochum Yeshul Banim, if the deceased Kohen has other children aside from the fetus, the slaves may eat from on account of the children. If he has no other children, the slaves may eat on account of the Kohen's brothers, and if he has no brothers, Ochum Yeshul Mishpacha Kula. They eat truma on account of the other relatives in the Kohen's family. Rush explains that they hold uber leisle zechiah. A fetus does not have a right in the deceased father's estate as an heir, and therefore does not disqualify the Tzon Barzel slaves from eating truma. So the slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzel barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, even though their late master's extended family of Kohanim were all around, overheard the basin's apotropos discuss giving them to the current sons and leaving over the grill for the fetus to inherit. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Zecharim Yochu, if there are any male offspring among the surviving children, the slaves may eat truma, even though Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds Rabbi Yossi that an uber acquires inherited property. Well, the Gemara asks how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai could discount the presence of the uber. It answers that Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Choshishin L'Mi'uta. We do not concern ourselves with the minority. Alternatively, it could be that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai does hold that we do concern ourselves with the minority, but the slaves may still eat truma. Davdinulate the concept, for we can remedy the situation and have Basin appoint an apotropos, a guardian who can choose other assets for the fetus to inherit, leaving the Avdei Tzon Barzel to be inherited by the living brothers. Dav Samaches, so the similar Dav Samaches is Chach, and we often use a sukkah. So here goes. The 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah, schach, that must be more daf samachas. The 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his yavama from eating truma, which reminds us, two pshatim are given as to why a ben teisha shami yom echad is posel not machil regarding truma. Abai said this is referring to when a boy who's a kohen had relations with his yavama de medaraisa kanula, who was acquired by him on a deraisa level. One might have thought that since his bia is halachically valid, he should entitle her to eat truma, just as an adult yavama entitles his yavama to eat truma. Therefore, the mission is coming to teach that he does not, because asu bias menteshu shanam yom echad kamaimer begadol. The Rabban reduced the status of relations of such a boy to the maimer by an adult, which does not entitle the yavama to eat truma. Rava challenges Abai and says instead that the case is referring to a boy of blemished lineage, such as a mamzer or a nasin, who disqualifies a woman from eating truma. So the 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his yavama from eating truma found a mamzer and nasin inside wearing the pasuk of bas kohen kisi elish zar, which reminds the Gemara as for the source, for the lach that having relations with a person of blemished lineage disqualifies a woman from truma and kohuna. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the pasuk states bas kohen kisi elish zar, and if a bas kohen should be to a zar, she may not eat truma. This teaches that since she has relations with someone not fit for her, she's disqualified from eating truma. So the 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his yavama from eating truma found a mamzer and nasin inside wearing the pasuk of bas kohen kisi elish zar, who told him that based on a kal vachomer from a gerusha, they also disqualified women from marrying in to the kahuna, which reminds us that the source that a levi or yisraelis that had relations with the pasul are also prohibited to the kahuna is a kal vachomer from a gerusha. Ma gerusha shumeteres betruma asur kahuna, if a gerusha, who is permitted to eat truma if she's a bas kohen, is nonetheless forbidden to marry into the kahuna, zosha asur betruma in odinship asur kahuna, then this woman, the Levi or Yisraelis, who is prohibited from eating truma, is it not logical that she should not be permitted to marry into the kohuna? All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron, wishing a great day and great learning.